Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is April 10th on a Wednesday. And hey, I hope you guys are doing well. It's 7:14, woke up a little bit late. Got home late. Went to a gala at the Sanger, this theater, last night for the Women's Resource Center. And it was just an awesome and a blessed time. I love what they've done in the last 40 years. And it's a blessing to, you know, protect what they're doing to protect human life and helping moms who are torn on what to do when they get pregnant. And it's just awesome stories, a blessed time of even worship and fellowship, and it's a great time. God is doing a work there, has been for 4 decades, so pretty awesome. And God is doing a work in our own lives, right? Personally, remember when Jesus just he just went away to the mountain to pray, right? He needed some time just with God, without anyone else, like that one-on-one time with the Lord, which is so critical. So there's a time to be built up, right? There's a time to be built up. I tell our people at church once in a while, like, listen, we come together and we're built up here in this place, in this building, as a church. We're built up. And then, because what happens is we go out into the world, you know, we are seeking to be lights for the Lord. And the world's ways are much different than our ways, right? And so we get beat up. Oftentimes, the world beats us up. I'm not talking about physically, but just mentally, emotionally, even spiritually. Like, there's so much combating the faith. But the Lord builds us up. And we need that time where it's just us seeking the Lord, being built up, being encouraged, being reminded of the promises of God. And so Jesus went away to pray by himself. And then what happens? Well, when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Jesus had compassion. I just finished the Gospel of Luke. And the first half of the Gospel of Luke, more than the first half, about the first 13 chapters, we see the compassion of Jesus. It illustrates Jesus' compassion so clearly over and over and over again. By his word, by his actions, by his reactions, by the questions he asked. We saw the compassion of Jesus, a huge element that is important in the Christian life. Jesus is our example. The Pharisees aren't our example. If the Pharisees were example, we don't need any compassion. We just need to know how to manipulate widows and use people and look spiritual. Jesus is our example, right? And he was an example of grace and compassion and mercy. He told the truth, absolutely. In love, definitely. With kindness, every day. All the time, right? That's what he did. Jesus had compassion. Why? Well, because he had the heart of the Father. I mean, he was God in the flesh. He demonstrated compassion. Why did he do that? Because people were in need. People were sick. People needed help. People were hurt. And so there's Jesus seeing the people's need, and compassion was a result. And that's the question: do we have compassion? Are we seeing the need and go, someone else can take care of it. Who cares? I don't, whatever. Or are we seeing the people around us, our family, our friends, even those who cross our path, and God's like, pray for them? If we don't have compassion, we won't pray for them, we won't help, we won't talk to them, we won't listen, we'll just go about our daily schedules and be like, I just don't have time. Compassion says, I don't have time, but I'm going to make time for you. This is uncomfortable for me right now, but I'm going to sit here and listen to what you're going through for half an hour. Compassion is caring enough to take time out of your day to minister to someone who is in need. And we need to, I don't want to say structure our days, but we need to be flexible in our days to where we're like, okay, Lord, whatever you want to do, this is your day. And then see a need and then seek the Lord to see if we're the ones that are called to meet that need. Sometimes we are, and sometimes we aren't. Sometimes God's like, I'll send someone else. And that's okay. That is not an issue. Like, we want to make sure we're discerning when it comes to God's calling for our lives, right? That doesn't mean we don't show compassion, though, when we're not called to interact with someone. We still show compassion no matter what. Because we're examples, right? We're ambassadors. We're representatives of Jesus. And that's why I think compassion is so incredibly important, because Jesus reflected compassion to a lost and hurting and helpless world. And that's what we're called to do. And so, I don't know, it's just such an important thing to have grace, love, mercy, compassion, exercise the fruit of the Spirit, not be quick to wrath, not be quick to speak, be slow to speak and quick to hear, quick to listen to people. For ministry, like, as I've been doing ministry for a couple decades now, what I see is that ministering, it has to do with me talking, but it's more about listening to where people are at. Hearing their heart, hearing what they have gone through, hearing what they're going through. And ministering to them with the scriptures, with God's word. A huge way to show compassion is just to listen to the needs of the people. And to be there for them. To be approachable, you know. To be available. To show the love and the compassion of Christ. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. I hope someone was encouraged this morning, and I'm praying for you guys. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.